I'm Natasha Reno, and I'm at Keir Barracks, and joining me now is Jason Semmons, Director of the Museum of Military Medicine. Now, the museum tells a story of military medicine and healthcare, but tell us, what can we see here?
Well, we've got displays here that tell the story of military medicine over the past 300 years, and we've got all sorts of really quite surprising and amazing objects. We've got the dental kit, for example, the dentist who worked on Napoleon when he was in exile in St. Helena. We've got a uniform of a dental corps officer who was imprisoned in Germany, but he sent home to England to ask for a new uniform because he wasn't too keen on what he had over in Germany. We've also got some items that relate to the lady who inspired the TV series Tenko as well. So we've got all sorts of really intriguing and amazing artefacts.
And it starts off at the English Civil War, and the museum goes all the way through to the present day. But tell us, how has the military medical services changed over the years?
Well, it's changed really as medicine itself has advanced. War or conflict, trauma, is really the driver for massive change and innovation. And rather than just incremental change, the Army Medical Services have embraced and really pioneered huge changes that have helped the military serving personnel, but equally those advances have also then moved into civilian healthcare as well. So we're all beneficiaries of the work that the Army Medical Services do.
And how have the military helped with civilians in recent years?
Well, take for example the recent terrorist bombings in Manchester. It's probably not too widely known, but in fact medics who worked in Afghanistan, where they were dealing with things like landmine casualties, they were able to operate and help the people who were caught up in the terrorist atrocity. So there's a direct example of the way that the military is helping civilians.
It's fantastic to know that the military can help civilians. But tell us, we're stood in a stunning chapel at the moment in your current exhibition. Tell us what it's all about.
Our current exhibition, it's actually exploring a really kind of a little thought about or a little explored area of World War One. Basically, we're all familiar of the soldiers standing in trenches, massive movements of men. But what people aren't thinking about too much is actually what happens, with the waste, what happens with the sanitation, and also dealing with things like flies and lice as well. So our new exhibition here, it features the diaries of somebody who worked for the Second London Sanitary Company. And in the diary, it reveals really the work that they did about dealing with waste, dealing with flies, dealing with body lice and all these kinds of things. It's really quite fascinating.
So how did they overcome all these problems?
They used things like quinine to deal with malaria. To deal with lice, they had to make sure that the soldiers bathed very frequently, and they fumigated the uniform when the soldiers were busy bathing, and obviously gave the new uniform as well. They had to dig latrines on all the fronts, actually, and in the desert, of course, you sort of bury it all in the sand. So they came up with all sorts of different interesting ways. But the diaries also reveal that what they were doing when they weren't doing all of that as well, about those kinds of entertainments and games that they used to have. So it really gives a rounded picture of life in the First World War.
And part of the exhibition actually looks at the veterinary corps as well.
Yes, that's right. We're all familiar with the idea of horses in the war, but of course the veterinary corps also deals with dogs, and in the past it has also looked after camels, mules and other animals as well who were used in the war effort. At Salonika, for example, in Greece, they were using camels there, so that's a little known fact.
And of course, it's summer holiday, so a great place to bring the kids.
Indeed. We've got trails that children can do, but we've also got some other little activities coming up. In a couple of weeks' time, we have a warhorse exhibition opening, and we're planning that members of the veterinary corps will be in here doing some demonstrations as well. So that should be something to look out for.
So for somebody who would like to visit the museum, whereabouts are you? How much is entry? And do we need a pass to get in?
Well, we're on Keogh Barracks, which is just in behind Mitchett. So we're a bit tucked away, but the gates are easy enough to see. And when you come in, you'll just come to the main gate. Please do bring some photographic ID with you, but otherwise we're all free and otherwise quite easy to get into.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us and telling us all about the Museum of Military Medicine.